before we record, I just want to say, Kyle, I'm amending my thing there about Anakin being the chosen one.
No, you can't. You got to go down with the ship.
Nah, whatever. I still said he is the chosen one, and I do agree with you. I just couldn't get my point across. Like, I think it's complicated for me.
I think when you watch the actual movie in order, the story will become very clear that Anakin is the chosen one.
I got what I should do is try and write something down, but really what it is in essence is like back in the day when they had this prophecy and whoever prophesized it, it was a vision, right? So they guessed, they kind of believed in it, but they didn't know exactly what was going to happen. So in Luke coming around and saving him, you know, it's all part of the equation. And now Luke being the last one there, maybe he can still bring balance to the Force. You know what I mean? Not necessarily be the chosen one, but Anakin was the chosen one. But because of the variables that he brought into play, like Luke could very well bring balance to the Force by the time it's all over. And it still makes sense within the confines of the prophecy.
But that prophecy was fulfilled.
I just don't get it. Like,
Anakin is the chosen one. Anakin is the chosen one. Anakin is the chosen one. Anakin is the chosen one.
I see. I watched the video. Like, it's very. It's even at that, you know, it's like the Jedi must have had it so wrong. Like, what? Like, just because one guy turned to the dark side and came back, like, that's the balance of the Force. It was like the balance for one guy.
Yeah, and for like 10 minutes.
And then, like, what? Then the Force was asleep for like 30 years and like nothing really got that much better, it seemed like. Like, I don't know. I think what we're watching now is kind of still a continuation of the prophecy in my mind. I would like to think so. It's the Skywalker saga still, you know, like it's referred to that by Disney. So I don't know. It's complicated, but
very clear.
I know what you mean.
Well, I'm glad you finally acquiesced to George Lucas's words.
But I still think it's left. There's room for interpretation. Like, if
Anakin is the chosen one,
like if they're continuing the saga, like even with this thing with Obi-Wan, like I just don't think it should be so easily overlooked. And like you said, like Obi-Wan just got it wrong. Bah! Like,
he was wrong. That's it. He was wrong.
Oh man. If one day you eat words, I'm going to so much enjoy it.
How can he eat his words? They'd have to change canon from these.
They would have to completely alter it. Or scrap, if they scrap what George Lucas has done, fine, I'll eat my words because I'm going with the guy who wrote the story.
They can make it make sense somehow, but I still think that the continuation of this story, like, it's ongoing.
Anakin is the chosen one.
The prophecy is done. That prophecy is finished.
Then that makes me, that changes a lot of things for me about Star Wars then, you know? It's like,
okay, but the prophecy was fulfilled. Anakin destroyed the Sith and brought balance. That's it.
That is true, because the Sith are no more. And I thought about that a little more too. Like, even in this, like, Kylo Ren's not necessarily Sith. So
that's the prophecy: destroy the Sith, bring balance. That happened. Anakin did it.
Well, there was no balance really. Still,
the prophecy is that Anakin will bring balance to the Force and destroy the Sith. He becomes Darth Vader. Darth Vader does become the hero. Darth Vader does destroy the Sith.
Well, the prophecy was fulfilled. George Lucas told you. He brought balance. Are you sure you watched the video?
Well, he came back to the light side, like, big whoop. Like,
big whoop? That's well, like a climax of the trilogy.
Oh, my God.
It is. When I hear balance of the Force,
I'm recording it. You're recording it.
Skype right before the show.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is. I even clicked like not now, and it went ahead and did it anyway.
It's so ridiculous how the timing of that seems to be like set up for. They know when we're going to podcast.
They must. So Skype is sentient.
Yeah. No, just we're that big now. Skype listens to us. Thank you, President Skype.
Well, everything's listening to us. Our TVs are watching us. Our microwaves are watching us.
No, I got no more microwave. Privacy. My TV maybe, but not my microwave.
Yes, He's gonna have to start building yourselves tinfoil hats.
Who says I haven't already? I've lined all my baseball caps with aluminum foil.
That must be super comfortable.
Not at all, but it's worth the privacy.
It's great when it rains.
There's nothing more comforting than the sound of rain hitting a tin roof.
That's true. I love a cottage with a tin roof.
And now I have it with me wherever I go.
Oh, that's true. Hey, you know what? I forgot to tell you guys. You know what I did last night?
Are we sure the listeners are ready for this?
Yeah. It's something you guys should have done already, too. But even though I invited you to come,
checked out
Logan.
Oh, yeah? Was it good?
Sorry, man. I'm too busy working on this Tumbling Saber property of ours. I have no time for fun and games.
Oh, excuses.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm not going to spoil anything for you guys, but I will say this one thing. I swear to God, if you would have... Well, I'm not going to say anything like that, but if you guys were to take a shot for every time someone gets a pair of claws to the skull, you'd be headed to the hospital. Like, this movie really took a play from Deadpool in that sense. It's pretty ultra-violent. I was pretty surprised at that.
It's about time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was like, jeez.
Well, I saw the Red Band trailer, which didn't pull any punches and didn't really leave much to the imagination, so I'm not surprised to hear you say that.
A very good movie, though. Like, wicked performances by both Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman. And, like, good movie. Long, but good. Well worth it.
And that's it for Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, supposedly. Well, I don't know. The movie takes place in 2029, so... But yeah, I figure the way that they handled it seems like the end, kind of. But there's been rumors of him being in Deadpool as well.
I like his cameo, quote-unquote, from the first Deadpool. Or have you not seen that?
I have.
I've seen Deadpool.
I'm trying to think of the reference. Oh, yes, I remember now. On the bridge, right?
At the end?
Oh, really?
When he's holding up the... The cutout of Hugh Jackman's face.
And they seem to have quite a rapport on Twitter now, too. Like, I would tend to think that something's brewing there.
It looks like another case of where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, I would hope so. That'd be a cool cast. Deadpool, Cable, Wolverine. Possibly Colossus and Domino.
I like Colossus. He was good.
I love Colossus.
The most underused of the X-Men.
Yeah. For sure, and they haven't done a really good job with him until... I thought the best-looking Colossus we've seen by a mile was definitely in Deadpool.
Yeah, that's for sure. He's a little more beefy.
Is it just because he's hard to nail as like a visual effect?
Partly, I think. And also, I think just because he's so monotonely boring, you know, he's basically verbally the bizarro Deadpool. And everybody loves Deadpool for his humor, right?
No, I
feel like he would have been like a good foil, like yeah, almost in the way he could have. Like Drax.
Funny. I was just going to say that. Then again, Drax was a perfect comic relief in that exact same way. So,
yeah, I feel like just make him a Russian Drax.
Well, that's the good thing about the Deadpool movie. Like, I kind of read an article on it today. The one that's coming out. If Cable's in it, Cable is like all about structure and like orders. He's all military, and it's like the complete opposite of Deadpool. So it's gonna be a nice contrast. This should be pretty funny.
It's gonna be like Murtaugh and Riggs.
Anyhow, I highly recommend seeing it. I know at this point you guys might as well wait. Like I went yesterday. It was $7, I think, on Cheapy Tuesdays. It was sweet, man.
And the 7 Canadian, the that's only like $5.
Yeah, it was worth it, man. The theater was still quite packed. I was surprised.
Yeah, it's on the list, well, but positive. I got too many things on the list.
There's lots of things on my list that I know I'll probably have to wait for the DVD for.
Please tell me you guys are planning on seeing Guardians. That's coming out, I think, in what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, I have no problem admitting that I want to see Beauty and the Beast, too. That was one of my favorite Disney movies as a kid.
No shame. That I find a bit surprising, but because I came out a little late, you know? I remember watching it, but I had watched it, I think, with our cousins. like Kyle and I growing up, it's like we would never encourage each other, I guess, to watch like Disney movies, I guess, you know, in a way.
Oh yeah, see, me and my brothers watched all of it. The Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Little Mermaid. We'd like belt out the songs.
We were never big into any animated movie, really, except for Transformers.
Yeah, no, we were big on all those. We had quite the collection.
The G.I. Joe movie was good, too.
I haven't seen that one in probably close. That's not true. I've seen it not too long ago. In like the last 5 or 6 years.
I love that movie.
Hey, guys, I wanted to ask you guys, did you check out the new feature on the site? Endless Star Wars?
Yeah, I saw it.
I only saw it yesterday. For the first time.
I saw it, I think, when did you post it? I think it was Monday?
Monday. Yeah, I figured Monday's a good slot because we don't release the Tumbling Saber, like the main show, until Tuesdays. Or late Monday. So I figure, you know, it's after a few days, it's a good dead zone to start getting things going again. And it's already, the panel is growing. We had like 4 people now. I have 9 on my list.
I know, awesome. I saw some people want to do it. It's good.
Yeah, I figure that list is just going to keep growing. So
yeah, for sure.
I might have to do a rotating panel, like much sooner than I thought. That's... Which means I need more questions.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no problem.
If you guys or anybody listening just throw them my way. I have a list of maybe a good dozen already. But if things keep going like this, I'm going to need more of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so number 2, I've already gotten a few replies back for Endless Star Wars number 2. And nice. That's going to come out on Monday. Going pretty well. And I have another idea percolating in my head.
Oh, there's always a lot going on in your brain. We know that.
So most of it never sees the light of day. Trying to correct that, though.
But that's what you need. You need 100 ideas so that 10 of them see the light of day.
Yep, exactly. So, James, you saw Twin Suns. You thought it was pretty cool, like I think most people, although it was a divisive episode.
I spoiled myself. I said,
brief thoughts?
Yeah, give it to me, and I'm really glad I did. I really liked it. To be fair, I'm still only halfway through season 2 in my, like, you know... knowledge, because that's all I've watched. I skipped right ahead to this one when you sent me a link, but
which is now finally taken down.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But
lasted a lot longer than I thought, though.
I loved it.
Still up today.
I thought it was just excellent. I saw criticism on Twitter that the fight was too fast, but for me that was perfect. No words really spoken. You know, no trash talk. Just boom. Couple of really accurate moves and fight over.
Kyle nailed it. Like, Maul was just so hell-bent on revenge and stuff, and Obi-Wan's just been meditating and whatnot for like 15 years. And...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Candace and I looked at each other and that fight, we're like, that's it? But when you look, like, I think we were all kind of expecting a little bit more in terms of the flash and flare.
There's a lot of buildup,
Yeah, and that's why I asked Corey, like, are they guilty of promoting something that they never planned on delivering? I don't think so, because I think the way they did it was so unique, and they just caught us with like a left hook of fittingness. It was perfect.
It was perfect. I agree. I thought it was perfect.
It still represents to me how powerful... But... Obi-Wan's still powerful to me. Like, after seeing that, like, he's just so focused and concentrated and, like... Just on a different level of being a Jedi now.
No, yeah, for sure. And he's always been super powerful. He cut down the Chosen One.
Yeah, dude, he was something in the Clone Wars, too. He was definitely a wicked general.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could, if you wanted to, you could make the argument that both Maul and Anakin were more skilled than Obi-Wan. Just that their anger and their impetuousness and selfishness cost them. Every time. And I think that's exactly the point they were trying to show. In fact, that is the point Dave Filoni was trying to illustrate in this episode, that the Sith, they never really grow. They never learn. They just attack. Just go forward. Whereas Kenobi, he thought about it. Hell, he didn't even have his lightsaber out until he had to.
Yeah. Until Maul pressed the magic button.
Yep. I have to correct one thing, though. After we did our recording there, Corey, I said, wait a minute. The whole thing about Ezra getting back to Adelon, it doesn't quite add up. It didn't dawn on me. Like, I thought that initially I thought that he had scurried off and found a way to radio the next nearest place, which may or may not have been Mandalore, but that's what he sailed home on. But that's not true. He just stole Maul's ship. Which is exactly how we got back to base. It didn't dawn on me until after we did our recording on Sunday night.
You know what? I didn't notice that it was Maul's ship, but I figured that Obi-Wan pointed him in the right direction, either to a ship that he knew was there or...
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why, Kenobi knew he was there the whole time.
Yeah, for sure. He's so... this episode just really illustrates that for me. It really punctuates the fact that being on that place and just having all this time to himself and who knows what he's been up to.
Man, just chilling with Yoda. A lot of meditating. A lot of sun tanning.
Yeah.
Anyway, not to get into another full review of Twin Suns, but definitely one for the books, I think.
Two thumbs up. I really enjoyed that episode. I thought the whole thing was really good. And it flew by. I mean, I couldn't believe it was over. It felt like we were 10 minutes in.
Yeah, and again, it's the legacy characters. I think one of the inherent dangers of this show is that we want to know more about the legacy characters than we do about the Ghost Crew.
Yeah, but that'll change in a generation. 10 years, they're seeing the big picture, and 10 years from now, the Ghost Crew will be legacy characters to the next set of fans. They'll have that attachment, you know.
It all depends what time era they're playing in, too. Like, this is pretty relevant stuff, having Obi-Wan in exile, Luke and Leia running about the galaxy, kind of, you know?
Like, yeah, they may jump into a different time period for a while, but I bet you in 10 to 15 years they come back to be able to tell stories just before or just after the Ghost Crew, because that's what people are going to want to see, because those will be the characters people grew up with.
Absolutely. And now we wait for Zero Hour. They had a preview out earlier this week. But, Corey, why don't we talk about your Twitter poll as a run-up to this crazy episode, this crazy one-hour finale we're waiting for?
Yeah, yeah, we ran it back on March 9th. So we didn't talk about it last time, but yeah, here it goes. With Star Wars, who will be the unexpected help the Rebels crew receive in the Season 3 finale? Comment for Raddus, Ahsoka, Kenobi, other. So your choices were Maul, the Bendu, Hondo, Onaka, and Sabine and the Mandalorians. So the results are in. 9% for Bendu, 13% for Maul, who is ex-nay, no longer an option. 14% for Hondo, who came from behind to take second place. And, oh yeah, obviously 64% for Sabine. I'm really hoping we're getting a bit of a double whammy in this episode, because now having seen the trailer to this, it's clear that the Mandalorians are involved. But is it
yes,
really...
this poll was run before that preview came out.
But still, it still almost seems like it's too predictable almost, you know?
Oh, they weren't going to leave Sabine on the sidelines for the rest of the season.
Exactly, and the question or the description said unexpected, I believe, no? Like unexpected help. Like this is just, you had said it before. It's somewhat to be expected
for us.
Yeah, you're right.
As viewers, again, where is the context of the word unexpected? Is it unexpected to the Ghost Crew who thought that maybe Sabine is gone for an indefinite period, or unexpected for us, the viewer? Because we expect Sabine to be back. The Ghost Crew probably don't. And if Ezra doesn't go get her, she probably doesn't show up.
Yeah,
that's the way I see it.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably the way it's going to go down. That's the way 64% of people see it going down. And yeah, after having seen this trailer again, like I guess I'm on board with that too. I'd like to have the double whammy if possible. I still wanted to see Hondo knock in a fleet of pirates just show up out of nowhere.
Hey, no one said it couldn't be happen. Both.
Yeah, we'll see. Ezra's got some buddies out there. Visago.
So if Ezra leaves again to go get help, I mean, that'll be the second episode in a row where he leaves, either right before a battle, or this one, it looks like he's going to leave during a battle. That doesn't seem very cool. And to have enough time to go all the way to Mandalore, beg for help, and come all the way back and still be plenty part of the preview footage?
Yeah, we'll see
how... busy kid.
Yeah, we'll see. It might not necessarily go down like that.
Probably not.
But interesting nonetheless. I definitely don't think we're going to see Ahsoka, Kenobi, maybe slight percentage for Raddus. Had I known Maul was really going to bite the dust, I would have replaced Raddus with for Maul.
Wasn't it Wesley, Boxerless Bosk, who was just incredulous at this poll? How could Maul be leading over Bendu, who's actually on Adalon? And Maul is going to be dead.
It's true. It is true.
That made no... I was always trying to articulate that.
I was thinking about that. Do we really... I haven't gotten that close a look. I guess I really haven't like studied the trailer, but is it possible? Because we know that the rebels are planning an attack on Lothal, right? Is it possible that they bring the entire fleet to Lothal where the trap is set and the battle does not take place on Adalon at all?
No, you see shots of the rebel base. Hera down on the ground on Adalon.
Okay.
I think they get ambushed before they even launch for their attack on Lothal.
God damn you, Thrawn.
Hey, wait, just go backing up here to Twin Suns. This has been another topic of conversation. What happened to Maul's lightsabers? Or more specifically, the crystals inside?
Yeah, it's one of the first questions I asked. Them be some valuable jewels.
So what's your take? What did Kenobi do with them? Does he keep them? Does he bury them? Does he try to destroy them? Sell them?
Well, you also got to include the holocron in this package, I would think, no?
Now let's do one thing at a time.
All right.
No, he keeps them.
Yeah. I would think he'd keep them because I would think he'd figure they're safer with him than being left to chance.
Exactly my reasoning, Corey.
Word.
See, I went the opposite way. I thought he would bury them as deep as he could just because unless he reverse bleeds them or whatever it is to restore them back to their original condition, I would think that in his mind, these things are nothing but trouble, and I don't want them attracting attention to me here on Tatooine.
He keeps them in a lead box, or a nice little wooden box like Maz, nice and safe.
I mean, I can't imagine...
Yeah, but he has a lightsaber with him anyway. He has two lightsabers with him anyway. So, true. I mean, it, you know, I guess unless it, like, multiplies your detectability, I mean, what's two or four?
No, I wouldn't think there's anything there in that regard. Now, the holocron would be a different case.
This is part of the unraveling of the whole kyber crystal thing, right? Because they sing or create a song that only the Padawan who it's intended for will hear it.
Yeah, but that's not a problem for attracting.
like nobody would ever hear... I guess technically nobody would ever hear any of those crystals. That's not true. But I think particularly with Anakin's, that he's been hanging on to, nobody would hear that. So I think that one's as good as dead for all intents and purposes. He's just keeping that safe. But I don't know. The other ones, Maul's? Hey, you know what? I would consider selling them to the first person that wants to take them off planet and just get them as far away from me as you can.
Really? I think that'd be pretty irresponsible as a Jedi.
Well, who knows? Nobody knows he's a Jedi.
Well, still, even if it got tracked at all, where did you get these? Like, it could be all tracked back to Tatooine.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he doesn't leave it to chance, man. And he throws it in that little box that's in that book that Mr. Knight of the Commonwealth, Dave Donovan, has.
There was an issue of Star Wars where Boba Fett ransacked Obi-Wan's old house. And I think Luke was there too, looking through it, looking for the journals of Ben Kenobi. And I don't think they found them there. Maybe they were extra well hidden, but you'd think that was the opportunity to bring those up. Hmm. Or maybe not, because that would have spoiled Twin Suns. Anyway, I'm sure we'll find out at some point, but interesting. That's like a whole vein of storytelling. What happened to the saber? What happened to the crystal?
The holocron too. Dies. The holocrons are dangerous, man. Minds of the rune.
Yeah. Same thing. What happened to that thing? And that is a thing where I would imagine Kenobi would want no part of it. That is something that can draw attention.
Yeah, you'd have to
bury that.
Get a lead box or something. Whatever it is.
But he doesn't think like a Sith, right? Remember we all freaked out when Ezra cracked it open? You have to be able to think like a Sith in order to open it.
Yeah.
And Kenobi doesn't think like a Sith.
Nope.
So it probably just sits there as a trinket that he either doesn't bother with or can't bother with.
It got me thinking when I heard you and, I think it was Wesley, right? Talking about it on Twitter. Kind of just got me thinking, like, what if it is one of those things that Luke ended up, like, kind of picking up at Obi-Wan's place and then, you know, it coming into play later on and possibly, you know, like, merging it with one that he has and finds out the location to Act 2. Or, like, Kylo gets his hands on it, something like that.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm trying not to let my mind wander too much. there's just too much going on in Star Wars right now.
It's so true.
And I'm really ridiculously tired.
Ha!
All right. Would you rathers, random questions? What do you guys got?
We could go with a little of column A, a little from column B.
Yeah, agreed. I got some all kinds of little crazy tidbits of information. And
why don't you kick us off, Corey?
All right. Let's go with an easy piece of trivia. I'm going to kind of aim it toward you, James. Every piece of trivia I asked tonight, I think it was going to be a cooperative. There's no like verses, so you guys can both help each other at any question I ask you. All right. Name the club at the beginning of Temple of Doom. It's a Star Wars reference. Is this like
first person to buzz in?
No, it's you can help. Like, I'm kind of aiming it toward James, but,
okay.
You know, you can obviously start coaxing him if he doesn't know the answer, and if you do know the answer.
I do know the answer.
Of course he knows the answer.
It's, why don't you fill James in then, Kyle? Or James, you want to take a stab at it?
I know the answer too, but I just can't remember if it's Kenobi Club or Obi-Wan Club. Okay,
we're gonna stop it right there, and we're gonna give you the point, bro. I think it's the Obi-Wan.
It's Obi-Wan.
It's Club Obi-Wan.
Yeah,
perfect. Or Club Obi-Wan. It's awesome. I had it backwards. But of course, Kyle knew that. That's the kind of stuff that's like easy grade for him.
That's like Rain Man stuff. Just recall.
Yeah, it's always so cool.
I can't remember the important stuff.
What it is really is like your mind's blown when you finally see that, because it's not like you realize that when you're a kid.
No, for sure.
I can't remember. I think I was a teenager when I found that out, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I found that out. I remember the same day I found out there were droids in the hieroglyphics. The 3PO and R2 were in the I was like, yep. This is amazing.
That is how cool. Could they do this? It's almost as cool as when R2-D2 flew past the Enterprise in the first Star Trek reboot.
Really? I never heard about that.
Really?
No.
I don't know if you own it, but yeah, check it out. Or I'm sure it's on YouTube. R2-D2 in Star Trek. I'm sure that it'll be the first result that comes back to you.
Cool. Same thing as
not
E.T.
Chopper, Corey. Not Chopper.
Yeah, whatever. He made his way into Rogue One. I'm happy. But it's the same thing as E.T. in, I think it was The Phantom Menace. I remember Kyle and I think we even had it on, at that point we had it on DVD, but, oh God, I remember looking, like begging you to help me find it, you know? And just like slung it down, freeze framing it. Like, there they are.
And the whole avalanche of, oh my god, he's tied the two, our universe to the Star Wars universe. That I remember that from way back in the day.
Yeah, sorry, it was just a shout out to his bro. But on this vein, I'll ask you guys another quick question. James, I'm going to aim it at you again.
Uh-oh.
So not really. Like, you guys can help each other again. You're on the same team.
Okay.
Name three Indiana Jones references that can be seen throughout Star Wars.
Does the droid... like...
I will give that one to you because it's super... Even though it's like a vice versa thing, like, super cool. I'm going to give it to you. So that's one down.
So what do you mean? You want things that were in Star Wars that are Indiana Jones references, or things that are in Indiana Jones that are Star Wars references?
Let's go either or. It could be both. At that point, like, if you're easier with one, then
I don't know. I don't know the other way. I don't know any Star Wars Indiana Jones references in Star Wars.
Really?
Are there? There are
tons. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, there's at one point in the Clone Wars, like, you see a guy that's holding the staff of Ra. I don't know if you've ever seen that reference.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, yeah. In the animated stuff.
Yeah, it's mostly
I'm just
animated.
Thinking movies.
Yeah.
The only other major one I know of, and so you're going to have to come up with two if we're supposed to name three, Kyle, is the one of the sound effects for one of the planes in Indiana Jones is the Millennium Falcon, same sound bite.
You know, it's so cool you mentioned that. I caught that when I saw this movie back in like the 80s. I was like, wow, it's the same sound. Yeah. I'll never forget that. It's like the Wilhelm.
Yeah. Kyle, can you tag me in for like at least another one?
No, nothing jumps to mind.
Okay, well, a recent episode of Rebels, where Thrawn's walking into his office, like there's like four pillars, and the Holy Grail from Indiana Jones is sitting on one.
Okay.
And then again in the Clone Wars, there was... at one point, you see some guys in the background carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, see, that's my mind was not on animation.
Yeah, that's me either. I was scanning through the movies in my mind, and for some reason, only
that, I think there's more. That's about it. That's all I got for those ones.
Those are good.
Let's go with let's hear Would You Rather, James O.
Okay. Well, it's Would You Rather. It's like you got a multiple choice in this Would You Rather. So, who's co-pilot would you choose to be throughout, like, Star Wars movies from now on? You can't change it up after. You're Chewie to Solo. Whose co-pilot do you want to be in any and all of the movies you want? You want Han Solo or Poe or Rey?
Okay.
I got a follow-up to choices? This. It's a setup. Yeah, those are the three choices.
Is it Han Solo?
Basically, the old kick-ass dude that looks like it's going to be the new kick-ass dude, or the girl who probably has the Falcon,
and is probably going to be at the center of the galaxy's troubles.
That's true too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. I think I know where both you guys are going to go, but I'm going to go with Poe.
Best chance of survival?
No, I want to be a hero, bro. On an X-Wing and a prayer.
Ah, gotcha. You want to be Goose?
Yeah, Gryffindor.
I'm not going with Han because I think I want to stay out of trouble.
Yeah, Han's probably always in trouble, no matter, even when he's out of trouble, he's finding more trouble.
I thought you guys were going to go with Han because, you know, that you could take over the ship afterward.
You thought I was going to go with Han? Come on. I'm definitely going with Rey.
That's so interesting.
Think she's even a choice.
I was trying to lead it there slowly, but yeah, I'm going with Rey.
You guys are both braver than me, because yeah, like you said, she's going to be at the center of the galaxy's troubles, along with Poe. But I think the Force sensitive troubles are a little more.
Now, the thing with Rey is that she's going to be powerful enough that she can deal with it all on her own.
Yeah, she's going to
back
me
and watch.
You know, jump into her arms.
No, I'll get to shoot some bad guy at the last minute who isn't paying attention to me. I'll be the sidekick who, like, you know. And plus, if you choose Han, then you're sort of like displacing Chewie, which I don't know.
You could shoot while she's holding you in her arms.
I hope so.
Deal.
Okay, so my follow-up, sort of would you rather, but it's another option, and you can add your own. But then if you're going to be in the, living in Star Wars, who's your sidekick? Like, you can pick a droid or Chewie or Finn. Like, who's your like, partner, sidekick, whatever? Who's following you around, taking orders?
Boy, oh boy. Do you want the compliance of a droid, the mechanical know-how, or...
Do you want, like, the strength of Zeb, Chewie? Like, just... So you have, like, basically your full-time bodyguard, right?
How could... I've got to go Chewie.
I knew you would. I was surprised you even hesitated that long, but I wrote you down for Chewie immediately when I wrote down this question.
I'm almost... Oh, I'm pretty torn here, because when you say it like that, it's like... Yeah, I love Astromechs, but there's really nothing like some actual physical, like, human contact in a way, you know what I mean? Like, to be partnered up with a robot all the time could get pretty lonely still. I would have to tend to say Chewie too, because he's like a sentient being and a dog, kind of, so awesome. He's like your best
buddy.
Who could
pull your arms off and beat you to death with them.
Yeah, but he wouldn't. He'd snuggle with me at night. I'm like, hey, Chewie.
That's so funny.
That's weird.
No way.
Yeah, I think I'd go with, if I can't choose, like, Maz doesn't seem like proper sidekick material. She's probably like, I'd have to be her sidekick. So, and, you know, you can't pick any of the heroes, right? They'll never be taking orders from anybody. But I'd take Zeb, just to be a little different from you guys. And plus, I don't know, I think Zeb would like, I wouldn't have to learn a new language to talk to him. And I just think he'd be, like, if he was on your team and, like, had your back, I think he'd be pretty cool to hang out with.
He seems like a pretty chill dude.
Yeah.
He likes to kick back and listen to a little rock and roll.
And, like, doesn't mind busting heads when need be.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you guys think Zeb makes it out of Zero Hour? Do you think they knock off a ghost crew member?
I've seen that question going around a lot lately.
Yeah, I have too. Killing off Zeb is like killing off Chewie. You think they do that? I don't think they do that.
It's tough to see it happening in this show.
I see the most likely character to die in this show in the long run would be most likely Kanan.
Well, we know they're going to do something with them, right?
Yeah.
Kanan's going to die Kanan, for like, sure. Also. And Ezra's either going to flip or die. I think he's going to die too.
But they could also give them, like, quote-unquote, like, these beautiful deaths. I don't know if you guys watched, like, Transformers Prime. The way that Optimus kind of sacrificed himself and it was, like, this huge light show and then suddenly he was gone. But
it sounds familiar.
Yeah, like, I don't know if we'll ever see Kanan get, like, run through with a saber or caught in an explosion or anything like that or force choked to death. I don't know if we'll see that.
You'll see that. Him become one with the Force, basically.
Yeah, like, he'll be there 1 second, then it'll be, like, a blinding light, and then he won't be there.
And you'll see those, like, little dots or, like, those little circles, like, from those temples.
If it wouldn't detract from Obi-Wan's legacy, which it would... Like, laying down his sword in the middle of battle and just, like, taking the hit and disappearing would be perfect for him.
Kanan, you mean?
Kanan, yeah. I mean, they can't do that now because it would make, like... It would be before Obi-Wan did it. It would sort of take away the cool factor. But that would be, like... I could see him going down like that.
It's interesting, too, to see where it's all going to go because from what we always originally heard when the show came out... Ezra's the main character of the show. Like, yes, granted, okay, he was the one that was found and whatnot, but it's Ezra's story, supposedly, which is another thing that kind of irked me a bit when touching back quickly on Twin Sons. People like, Ezra had no business there. Well, no, I'm sorry, he did. Like, he's part of a handful of Jedi that are left in the galaxy. Like, it's not a narrow-minded way of looking at it. And
well, also Dave Filoni said he would not have done that episode if there was no way to tie Ezra into it and his story and moving it forward.
Exactly. Like, why would he? It's Ezra. Ezra's the main character of the show. Is it so odd that the main character of a show is going to be in an episode?
Nope.
No.
Was Jerry Seinfeld ever not in an episode of Seinfeld?
That's a good trivia question, but I bet there aren't too many.
If there's, I would say maybe one, and I couldn't even tell you.
I'm trying to think
which one it would be.
No, he's had at least small storyline in every episode, I'm sure.
Which makes sense, right?
Well, it is called Seinfeld.
All right, guys. Speaking of trivia, I'll kick another quick one over to you guys. Which actor from Star Wars has been banned from all Star Wars events?
Is that Dave Prowse?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, he's persona non grata.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's got a big mouth and
he likes to drink.
Who among us doesn't?
Yeah,
at one point or another. Hey, by the way, how many beers are you in yet, Corey?
I'm still working on my first, to be honest. I don't know if I'm going to get much further.
Are you still in shipping or did you transfer over to nursing?
Well, whatever. I only started when we started recording, so.
45 minutes ago.
I guess I'm nursing it.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, Dave Prowse was, first of all, he lied about his abilities to
use the force. Fight.
That jerk off. Yeah, no, he lied about his abilities to sword fight in A New Hope, but by the time they figured out that he was full of it, they had to use him anyway, which is the main reason why Darth Vader looks like crap in A New Hope.
But that's the rule in Hollywood, right? Fake it till you make it? Like, you just say yes, and then you learn it when you're on the spot? Like, I don't think he's the first guy, nor the last in Hollywood, to be guilty of that.
Probably not. But Lucas was not very pleased with that, which is why I think Bob Anderson did all the lightsaber dueling from then on in. And Dave Prowse did all the rest. And then he spoiled Empire to the press. The I Am Your Father reveal.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
they suspected that somebody, like Lucasfilm was suspected that somebody in the cast or crew was divulging information to the press, and I forget all the details, but it's more or less like a sting, and the info that got out was easily traced back to Dave Prowse being the source of the leak, and more or less since then he's not been really welcome
with
the Lucasfilm alumni. Yeah, he's not. I don't think he's never been at any of the Lucasfilm sanctioned events.
Wow.
It's funny.
He's got a documentary on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called, but apparently it's very good and worth checking out. So I got to check the Canadian Netflix to see if it's there. And a lot of people don't like him. I mean, in fandom.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's simply because he was a liar or if they've had bad experiences with him, but I met him years ago and seemed fine to me.
He doesn't seem to have a whole lot of support though out there.
Not really. But he's still very active on Twitter and he still like personalizes signatures and 8x10s to send out to fans and
yeah, big time.
He's still very active. I mean, he still has to make some money, even though he's at retirement age. I guess he still wants to work it as long as he can and pull in as much coin as he can while he's able to. So what else we got? Anything?
I got some more trivia.
We love the trivia. Hit us with another one.
All right. You're going to love this one. All right, boys. What two sounds combined, the mashup of the two, create the iconic sound of the TIE Fighter? I didn't think you'd know
this.
Can you
give us clues? Or do you know this one right off the bat?
I do not.
Clues are kind of... One's got a trunk. How's this? Both have trunks. Boom.
Both have trunks. Oh, this is an elephant riddle. So an elephant sound.
One.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I can hear that, actually, I guess. The trumpeting. and some sort of truck or car.
Yeah, a car. A car on wet pavement.
Like an F1?
No, a car on wet pavement and an elephant.
Huh.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah, I guess. You got these sounds had to be made up from something, right?
Yeah, it's so cool when you listen to that.
I think this scene in TFA where Kylo is probing Rey's thoughts, that force growl, that low rumbling you hear in the background, that's a cat's purr.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Just slow down or whatever.
Slow down, play with the pitch a little bit, drop it. Yeah. Originally, I thought it was his lightsaber. Was a modified cat's prowl. But apparently it's that force, like low frequency sound effect.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
I got another pretty funny one. I don't know if you'll get this one, Kyle. These ones are pretty hard, but it's just cool little tidbits of trivia. James Franklin, I don't even know if you're going to know this character, but he's a bounty hunter. He's a really cool dude. He's got this massive beard, man. Anyway, Embo, he's a bounty hunter from the Clone Wars. Really cool character. So the language he speaks in the episode, do you guys know what it consists of? Like, that's kind of a hard question to ask. Like the language he speaks, it's built on like human language. But what words was it solely based on?
No clue.
Every word he says is a soccer player's last name.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm looking him up here to see what he looks like.
Freddie Prinze Jr. tweeted that out.
It says that it was voiced by Dave Filoni.
That's awesome.
Spoiler alert. He makes an appearance in Empire's End.
He looks really cool, this guy.
Dave?
He's a pretty...
Good old Dave.
No, Embo.
Oh.
Dave Filoni is not in Empire's End.
No. When he was looking at the picture, I thought he was talking about... Because he had just mentioned Dave Filoni, but... Yeah, he's cool. He's a cool character.
Well, the bounty hunters from the Clone Wars were cool. Cad Bane. Like, everybody just wants more Cad Bane.
Yeah, big time. Aurra Sing.
They're both going to be in Darth Maul number 3, I want to say.
Huh.
So we're getting Cad Bane. And I hope to hell that Cad Bane would show up in the Han Solo movie.
That would be pretty neat. But who are they going to choose if they're going to take a bounty hunter out of the galaxy and put it in a movie? Who's it going to be? Well, who has a history already with the... Well, there's two people that have history. Well, one's kind of not really canon anymore. But supposedly Dengar and Han Solo, Boba had beef with him.
I'm sure Han Solo had beefs with everybody.
Yeah, makes sense.
Scoundrel.
Oh, man. Well, I don't have much else to talk about tonight.
No, that was good, though. Enjoyed that, boys.
Good. That was fun. I like the trivia, but we're going to run out soon.
I don't know. If we're going to trivia, I'll start looking up some stuff too. Like, I've been sort of running out of would you rathers anyways, but we'll do some good trivia stuff. Maybe we'll make a contest of it, and I can set up Kyle for another victory.
Yes. Oh, geez. Okay. Well, thanks everybody. Hope you enjoyed your little pre-weekend dose of Star Wars nothingness. Guys, where can you be found on the old Twitter machine?
James, why don't you have it?
I'm still at Tommy Bombadil 1, I think. I don't go as often as these guys. I don't know how you guys even keep up with the Twitter machine. But drop us a question.
I sit at a computer all day.
Yeah, I guess. I stare at a bunch of blank faces all day. No, I don't work at a clock manufacturing plant.
Oh God!
It's a watch manufacturing plant.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, yeah, you guys can find me at Chop Rules with a Z.
And I'm at Tumbling Saber, and I've been spending a lot of time the last day or two in the Talk Star Wars VIP lounge on Facebook. I've been a Talk Star Wars VIP for a while, but I just never asked Mark to give me access to the VIP lounge. So I've been hanging out there with some names that we all know. Nathan Roberts is in there. Matt Keegan's in there. Dave Donovan's in there. Wesley's in there. They're all there. I'll just chilling.
That's worth VIPing. Not only is Talk Star Wars worth contributing to anyways, but just hanging out with those guys in the VIP room is reason worth signing up.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to plug our friends a little more. I mean, I need to actually write a whole list of all the things they're cranking out. So I know they have their comics show, which is just launched or is about to launch. And our good friend Rob Castis is hosting that. Rob Wade with the toy box, which I think is monthly, so we're gonna have to wait a bit on that. But that's new. Mark
Rob's awesome. Love the Robs, but Rob Wade will always have a special place in my heart.
Well, he'll also have a place on this podcast.
I know. I can't wait
in the next. During Celebration.
Yeah, can't wait. So that's gonna be awesome.
Our podcast coming out of Celebration will feature the one and only Rob Wade. And Stephen will also join us. That's going to be a full house that night.
I know. That's going to be a great show. To have those two on to sort of do it. And it'll be mid-afternoon, I think, too. I know we got to still set up the details, but it'll be a different time with additional people, which always changes the energy. I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be fun. And we'll have a ton of stuff out of Celebration to talk about. So that could be a really big, long show. In fact, I know it will be. What else is I'm going to pump TSW's tires here. So Rob Cast was doing something about comics, which is imminent. And like I said, Rob Wade's got the toy box. And Mark has a new thing. Something about a top five. I can't remember the name. Sorry, Mark. it's a vlog thing. They're getting much more active on the YouTube channel. And he's got his the fandom zone. It's just nonstop. It's nonstop from those guys. So to go back to what James said, very much worth paying the price to be a VIP member. And the low price starts at £1 a month, which for us is about $18 a month. Something like that.
Yeah, maybe more still like worth it. $2 a month.
Still worth it. I mean, check out Talk Star Wars. I mean, when I think Mark is probably the hardest working guy in Star Wars podcasting right now.
I have to say the same thing. Like, since day one, since we've merged together as the Commonwealth, and even before that, like just pre-Commonwealth days, like, yeah, Mark is just he's out there, man, and he's working hard for the fans.
Yeah, he's beast always mode. always on to two, three things at a time.
Absolutely. And well, not to be outdone, the rest of the Commonwealth is doing a lot of work.
That's so true. Skyhoppers, you guys are kicking ass out there right now.
Yeah, Skyhoppers are doing really well. The Rogue Squadron podcast is doing what they do, drinking beers, getting salty.
Getting their name stolen.
Did you guys check out Generation X-Wing?
I did.
Did you hear
I did.
Rob's intro with Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, it was so good.
The coolest Twin Suns intro in a podcast, period.
Period.
Weaving together Maul and Rage Against the Machine was brilliant. Nothing, you couldn't top that. You can't do it.
You guys want to hear something funny on a quick tangent? I've had my car for 2 years now. I've never really played around with the functions and whatnot, and I've always listened to the podcast while I'm driving to work. If I'm not listening to music, I listen to the podcast. And recently I've been listening to a lot more podcasts. So that's consuming my time, right? So I usually take my phone and I stuff it in the back of my hood so I can actually like hear it well.
What?
Yeah.
They're called earphones.
Yeah, sometimes I use earphones, but it depends. Like if I don't have them around. But anyway, like I finally
Let's just slow this down. So instead of putting earphones in, you'd rather put your hood, your phone in your hood and crank the volume.
I've never, like, it's like a 50-50 thing. If I have my earphones, I'll use the earphones. But, like, I'm not always planning to, you know, they're not always there. But now I figured out how to listen to it on the car speakers, which is awesome. And that's where
was
I listened to
it. Bluetooth in that car the whole time?
No, I just connected the USB to... Anyway,
you probably do have Bluetooth, though.
Which most likely.
Be immensely easier.
Yeah, whatever.
You're not going to try and figure it out, are you?
Probably not. But at least I heard Gen X Wings. Awesome intro on the car stereo, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was definitely well done. And as always, Gen X Wing is well worth your time, as is the Nerd Room. And I forgot to mention, when we were talking about Twin Suns, I listened to to Tim and Troy break down Twin Suns, and something that Tim said was such a good point. One of the, while they were nitpicking, he made a great point in saying that Duel of the Fates could have been part of the Twin Suns soundtrack for that episode. A bit of a missed opportunity there, I think. Not to complain about what we got.
No, I see what that's a good point, though. It could have been, for sure.
And I trust Kevin Kiner to somehow weave it in, but yeah, I think that could have brought their whole entire story, Obi-Wan and Maul, to a close.
That would have been actually really cool. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I listen to that song every day at work. Like, we crank it pretty much first thing in the morning.
It's like your Walmart jingle?
That's how we get pumped for the day, man. Like, let's do this. Let's go slay this bitch.
Nice.
What did Wednesday ever do to you?
It's hump day, man.
Wow. In a different genre of podcast, you just got really dirty. Okay, everybody. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you for listening to the Sith Disturbers Podcast, brought to you by the Warped Minds at the Tumbling Saber, proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.
Hey, next week, I'm going to call it Corey's episode, because it's 69 minus 1. Ha!